Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Tuesday, 12th of December, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open marginally higher today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 54 points. In the previous session, the market made new record highs with Sensex touching 70,000 and Nifty hitting 21,000 again. However, both indices closed higher but failed to sustain above these levels. Nifty formed a small-bodied bullish candlestick pattern with upper and lower shadows indicating indecisiveness among bulls and bears about future market trend. Analysts expect consolidation in Nifty to continue as long as the index stays below 21,000. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see immediate resistance at 21,021, while on the lower side, it can take support at 29,43. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Infosys shares will be eyed after resignation of its chief financial officer, Nilanjan Roy. The US-listed shares of the company fell over 3% overnight following the news. The IT giant has appointed Jay Sangrajka as the new CFO. RVNL will be among stocks to watch today as the state-owned company has bagged an order worth ₹543 crore from Madhya Pradesh Metro Rail Corporation. The project entails construction of elevated stations for the Indore Metro Rail project. Mankind shares will also be in focus as a clutch of three private equity funds, namely Chris Capital, Capital Group, and Everbridge Partners, are looking to pair stake worth at least $592 million in the company via block deal route. In the IPO news today, Gujarat-based Doms Industry IPO anchor book will open. The company plans to raise 1200 crore rupees via IPO, which consists of a fresh issue of 44.3 lakh shares and an offer for sale of 1.07 crore. Doms will be the first company to mandatorily debut on the bourses in the T+3 timeline. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. US stock futures were little changed on Tuesday as Wall Street looks to see if the market rally can power through another round of inflation data. Investors also await final Federal Reserve meeting of 2023 for any signals on when central bankers will begin to cut interest rates. Overnight, all three major indices advanced, with Dow Jones Industrial Average recording its straight day of gains. Asia-Pacific markets edged higher today, with Japan leading gains for a second straight session ahead of the US Fed meeting. Japan's Nikkei 225 opened 1.6% higher, while broader topics rose 0.5%. South Korea's Kospi gained 0.41%. While futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a weaker open after the index hit a fresh one-year low on Monday. As Indian benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex touch new highs of 21,000 and 70,000 respectively, Alchemy Capital's portfolio manager and head of quant, Alok Agrawal, shares his views on market valuations, macroeconomic factors fueling the market rally, and what lies ahead for Indian equities in today's Voice of the Day segment.
Nifty is now trading at 19.8 times on one-year forward basis, which is about 12% premium to the 10-year averages, but it is still 14% cheaper than the peak valuations we saw in October 21. This is primarily due to strong earnings delivery by Nifty companies. India is in a bit of a Goldilocks situation in our view, with strong macro growth, rising corporate earnings, benign crude, and rate hike cycle, which is almost coming to an end. In the last 2 years, FIs have sold nearly $6 billion in equities in India. During the same period, the domestic mutual funds have bought nearly $40 billion of equity. As a result, FIs cumulative holding in India has reduced to a nearly 11-year low of sub-17%. With likelihood of soft landing increasing in US and a strong absolute and relative positioning of India, we expect FIs to resume their buying in India. As per Bloomberg consensus as well, the Nifty earnings are expected to report an annualized growth of 15% or so over the next 2 years. Overall, we remain positive on Indian markets, with both long-term and short-term looking buoyant. We are most overweight on the domestic cyclicals, including autos, industrials, power, defense, railways, exchanges, and real estate. Industrials are having the strongest outlook in over a decade. They have growth tailwinds given the now consensus expectation of private sector capex picking up steam post-general elections in a few months, and continued import substitution theme showing more traction. Crude has corrected and rates have likely peaked, and hence we expect government to continue with its capex programs. On the power side, India is facing a tight power demand supply scenario. Thermal capacity takes about 36 to 48 months to be set up, and renewable energy takes about 12 to 24 months. High power demand growth trends in the last few months has been a surprise, and hence government machinery is gearing up to accelerate investments. Accelerating capacity expansion is essential to prevent recurring deficit periods that could happen in a couple of years from now. The sector's whole value chain is anticipated to profit from the capacity expansion, which is unavoidable and will essentially benefit energy storage, towers, conductors, transformers, utilities from both thermal and renewable energy side, transmission finance, and total capital expenditures on generation and transmission. Consumption at the lower end could slow down further. That's why we are not too positive on the lower end consumption sector, especially now that unsecured retail credit is getting difficult. And even the legacy IT businesses are showing lack of growth visibility where we are underway.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.